What?
What? Shock. Gasp. Oh, no.
Hi, and welcome to Literary Hype. I am Stephanie, your literary hype woman, and today's author conversation is kind of a little bit of a seeing double feeling for me. Maybe you'll pick up on the vibes too, because this author and I felt like the same soul in two bodies. Maybe it was just too much redheaded energy in one place. But Ashley Poston is a whole lot of fun. We had a grand old time talking at Y'all Fest in Charleston, South Carolina. Ashley is the author of The Dead Romantics, which was a Good Morning America book club selection. It was a Barnes & Noble pick of the month. Lots of buzz for this book, and this year she's followed it up with The 7 Year Slip, as well as many books in the YA space, the IP space, so there's a lot to talk about when it comes to Ashley Poston. So without any further ado, here is my conversation with her.
Well, I wanted to talk about 7 Year Slip.
Okay, we can talk about 7 Year Slip, but I just want you to know that I also have two Disney books out. One is a Buffy book, and it's the Tara McClay prequel. And then one is a Marvel book. It's Hawkeye, Bishop Takes King, and those both came out in the fall.
You're just really busy.
Yeah.
You okay over there?
Yeah. But we can talk about 7 Year Slip though, because yes. I love 7 Year Slip.
Okay. Well, we can talk about it all because this is what we do. We talk about books.
I mean, who doesn't love books?
Exactly. If you don't love books, why are you on my channel?
Yeah. Smell them.
Troller dudes, get lost.
Smell them, read them, eat them.
Yeah.
Good fiber.
Okay, so we'll talk about your new ones. So tell us about your new ones and what they're about and what people can expect from them.
The Buffy book is basically a sapphic witchy murder mystery set in 1998, which is technically historical fantasy at this point.
Oh, give me my AARP card.
Yeah, I also need that AARP card. So when I found that out, just like yesterday, actually, when like Rachel, beautiful, lovely Rachel of Y'all Fest was like, I put you as moderating a historical fantasy panel because you write historical fantasy. And I'm like, no, I don't, Rachel. And I'm like, and she's like, yeah, you actually do. And I thought about it. And she was like, the 1990s are historical now. And I was like, oh,
if you retro Jared Schusterman, Sophia LaPuente, that is.
Mm-hmm.
The 90s is technically retro now.
So I'm geriatric at this point.
Give me my cane.
Yeah. And then my other book is the Marvel book, which is Hawkeye, Bishop Takes King. It features Kate Bishop in her first prose novel adventure about a mysterious book she happens to come across due to some unfortunate circumstances that ends up trying to kill people.
Sounds intriguing. And
there's a lot of really, really cool cameos. I snuck in as many as I could.
Yeah, that's what we want in Marvel.
Right? Like, you just want, like, Captain America looming down at you being very disappointed.
Yes.
Yes. That's all you want.
Exactly. Especially when you're Kate Bishop and, you know, you're young and dumb.
Young and dumb, and also you just really, like, you know, your best friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How did you get into writing IP?
My first traditionally published book was Geekerella, which is actually an IP project. So Quirk came to me and was like, we really love your voice. We want you to try out for this nerdy rom-com, Cinderella retelling. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then I tried out for it and I got it. And so the three Once Upon a Con books are all IP projects. So I guess I just started an IP. And also, who doesn't want to write for Disney?
It sounds like a really sweet gig.
Right?
What's it been like? Like working with Disney and with Marvel and with Buffy and like all these big names that we love as nerds.
Well, for Buffy, I really, really hated how Tara ended. Like, you know, she gets fridged basically. So I wanted to like basically write like just a really good, charming story for her that doesn't like make up for that, but like I can add to the canon instead of like take away from it, right? And with Marvel, I just really love Kate Bishop, and it was really lovely. I got like I asked them if I could like use X, Y, or Z, and Marvel was like, oh, how are you gonna do it? How are you gonna do it? And like they were all just like so like happy and lovely and just really excited. So it was lovely.
So with some of the IP work, you get on like really intense crash schedules. I don't know why I can't say crash schedule. It's so hard.
Anyway. It's like crash course.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you have to do that for any of these, or like what's the scheduling like? What did they expect from you scheduling wise?
These were supposed to come out earlier, but then like publishing happens, right? As publishing always happens. And I wasn't supposed to have three books out in 1 year, but alas, I had 7 years slip out, and then they're like, oh yeah, by the way, the Buffy book comes out in August and the Hawkeye book comes out in October. Have fun. Sure thing.
It sounds a lot like Sierra Simone's schedule this year too. Mm-hmm. She was like falling over.
Yeah, she was kind of like head between her knees. She's kind of like, oh.
Yes, that is exactly what she did. That is on this channel. Check out that video.
I can relate to that on like a metaphysical level at this point.
How do you take care of yourself while you're balancing all these crazy stuff? That's it. There's no taking care of yourself.
It's just me going full force, like, at the deadline. And you know what? That's future Ashley's problem. And future Ashley hates past Ashley with a passion.
I feel this on a very deep level.
Like, I'm just like, oh, yeah, of course I'm going to, like, you know, do self-care later once I get over this deadline. And then
it's like you have a new deadline right after that.
Yeah. or they're like, here's edits or past pages, or like, oh, here's a cover reveal. And I'm just like, guys, all I want to do is play Baldur's Gate 3 and romance the really horny vampire.
Yes.
That's all I want. Who has the, you know, the trauma? I love vampires with some trauma.
So you mentioned Geekerella, and now then you've got your 7 year slip and Dead Romantics. What was it like for you going from YA to adult writing?
It was fun. I really enjoyed it. When I first paired up with my agent, I told her that I wanted to write rom-coms and YA and middle grade, and I just wanted to do as much as I could, right? And she was like, cool, awesome, we can do that. So I just started in YA first, and then 2020 happened, and that was when Bookish and the Beast came out and Among the Beasts and Briars, and it was like the bottom just fell out of my career just completely. The books really didn't get any traction. And I was kind of sweating. I didn't have any other contracts. So I was like, Holly, what do I do? And she was like, you know, you always work best when you write something weird and we go with it. And I was like, well, I have this ghost idea that was a fanfic that's not a fanfic anymore. What do you think about this? And she was like, do tell me more. And then it turned into the Dead Romantics, and I found a home at Berkeley, and that's my home now. I'm now with Amanda Bergeron, and I'm just going to stay there for as long as she'll let me. I'll just camp out on her doorstep.
So with Dead Romantics, you had such big success with like Good Morning America as a book club pick, mm-hmm. and Barnes & Noble picked it as a selection of the month.
I know.
What was that like for you to go through that and then just kind of the mental challenges of coming off of that success and moving forward?
I did not expect it at all with the Dead Romantics. It was just my funny little ghost book. I didn't expect anything really. And then they were like, yeah, Good Morning America is going to pick it for their book club pick and for July. And I was like, oh. And they're like, oh yeah, and also Barnes & Noble is going to pick it as their fiction pick. And I was like, oh. So they're like, yeah, so you need some media training. And I was like, oh. So I got a lot of media training, and I figured out how to record myself really well, because that's what you have to do with Good Morning America. You have to record your own videos and then send it in. And they're like, no, it's not good. You have to do it again 20 billion times. And then the Barnes & Noble thing, which is lovely. I got to chat with Allie Hazelwood, who was fantastic.
She's so much fun.
Oh, I love her so much.
Also, check that out.
Yes. Cannot wait for Bride. It's just going to be the
Omega. Did you read it?
I haven't yet.
Oh, it's an adventure.
I mean, it's going to be Omegaverse. like she's like, oh yeah, it's Omegaverse. And I'm like, no. With like knowing you, it's Omegaverse.
It's oh my goodness. For Twilight girlies, this is the smutty good Twilight you've been waiting for.
I'm so ready. I was such a Twilight fan back in the day. I was part of this like live journal group where like we like hated to love it, but still really loved it. Like, you know, And it was just one of my, like, the best times of my life. It was just college, and we were all just, like, joking around. And anyway, Twilight was in my formative years, and it was lovely.
Same.
But, yeah, so Good Morning America was wild and amazing, and so was the Barnes & Noble pick. And the reception to Dead Romantics has been just really great so far. More people apparently like ghost romances than they thought they did. I get so many like messages like, I don't really like supernatural romance, but I really like this one. And I'm like, well, then I hate to tell you, but you like supernatural romance.
That's what this be.
Yeah, that's what this is. And they're like, yeah, but it's different. And I'm like, no, not really. Not really. It just has like a different kind of cover, but it's the same thing inside. So that's been like lovely to like open readers like minds and hearts to the more freakier romances.
Did you feel a lot of pressure going into 7 Year Slip after the success of Dead Romantics?
Yeah. 7 Year Slip was a challenge on a lot of different fronts, because not only was I coming in after the Dead Romantics, but it was also a story that I had plotted and figured out before the thing that happened in the book happened in real life to me. So in the book, it's not a spoiler or anything. The aunt dies by suicide, and my grandfather also died by suicide. And that was really hard, because I had gone 2 drafts and we thought we were done with it, and then it happened, and I realized that what I had written was like the grief in the best case scenario, and it wasn't what that kind of grief looked like at all, because I thought at that, like, up until that point, I thought that most grief kind of looked the same, but it doesn't, especially when the circumstances are different. So I wanted to be more authentic to that. So I rewrote the entire freaking thing. I gutted it, tossed it out, and wrote it again. And then that ended up being the book that y'all now know.
How does it feel for you to take something so personal and so real and so hard to deal with and process it through the page?
I would say it's cheaper than therapy, but 'tis not. Still go to therapy. it was hard, and my editor was amazing, and she was like, do you want to like change the plot? And I was like, no, because this story hinges on like a certain type of like longing and missing. So I needed to write what I had planned. And yeah, so it was just different, and it was hard, and I'm glad I did it, but I am never doing that again. Ever, ever, ever. Like this year, there was another plot point that got really too close to home on my next book, and I'm like, Amanda, I'm not doing this. And she was like, okay. So now we're in like the trenches on like the last day of edits, trying to like get it done, because I had to rewrite it so late in the game, but I wasn't going to put myself through that again. Cause your own personal trauma shouldn't be like used or exploited, and I didn't want to do that again.
Understandable.
Yeah, it's like I want to pick and choose when I bear that part of myself. So
for those who haven't seen anything about The 7 Year Slip, kind of
how?
Tell us what this book is about.
Okay, The 7 Year Slip is about a woman named Clementine who inherits her late aunt's apartment and finds out that she has a mysterious roommate who just so happens to live 7 years in the past. And then he's like a chef, and he's really hot, and he's adorable, and he makes the best coffee, and she ends up also meeting him in her time, too, and we'll see where that goes. the eyebrows.
So why do you love writing romance with that magical twist?
These are fighting words, but I don't like a straight romance. I mean, I don't like straight romances, period, but... I don't like romances that don't have a little bit of like magic to it. I don't like to read it, so I don't like to write it. I think it's because I grew up in fanfic, and in fanfic there was always like a magical twist to literally everything, whether it was like actual magic or like the wink wink nudge nudge of like like imagination or something. Like with Geekerella, there's not actual magic, but it feels magical. So yeah, I think I just like having a little bit of a magic twist to it, and it gives it a different lens to like look at a story that you've seen a thousand times.
A lot of authors, they only post about their own book. You post about all the books, and I love it.
Thank you.
Why is it important for you to keep posting book reviews and like books that you love, even mm-hmm. as an author?
Because we're in a community, and I feel like people have lifted up my books before for years and have supported me, and the least I can do is do the same with other people. Like, we are all part of like one big family, basically, and we all need to like promote each other, and it's just like the circle of life. And if you, and like, I understand the people who only promote their own books because they only have a certain amount of spoons in the day, and yeah, I also don't like talking about my own books. I don't like promoting my own books whatsoever, and so I usually get in trouble with my publisher because they're like, you need to like post about this, and I'm like, do I have to? Can I just like shout about someone else's book? Because that's so much easier. And they're like, no, you have to tell them about this ebook deal. And I'm like, damn it.
What books do you have coming up?
I only have one book coming up. It is called A Novel Love Story. It is about a English professor who finds herself trapped in the town of her favorite romance novel.
Oh, sounds so hard. So rough.
So difficult. She falls in love with a book boyfriend, and she like gets to stay in a loft above a bookstore.
So I'm sensing this theme in your adult romances of bookish people.
Yeah.
Why do you love writing about the bookworms?
Well, I am one.
What?
What? Shock. Gasp. Oh, no. And I... And I just really love writing about books. They're just so good. I just love to smell them. I love to stack them. I love to like butcher them. I love to dog ear them. I'm that person.
Oh, oh.
I'm that person. Mm. I highlight them. I put little notes in the margins. I break the spines. I'm just like John Cena.
Well, the last question we always ask,
ooh,
because this is literary hype, what books are you hyped about right now?
Right now, I am currently reading What the River Knows by Isabel Ibanez, and I love it. It is so good. I am like an ancient Egyptian girly, so I am just... Yes, anything that has like Indiana Jones or like mummy vibes in Egypt, 100%, like 120%. I am really excited about the next Emily Wilde book. I loved Encyclopedia of Fairies, and it was like everything my like heart could have ever like loved in an academic fantasy. So I am very, very excited for the second one, and especially the audiobook, because the first audiobook did like a really surprising thing that I wasn't like, that I didn't know was coming. And then when it happened, I was like, I love it. I was over the moon. I was so happy I scared my cats.
Sorry, cats.
Yeah.
It's just how it be sometimes.
It's just how it be. And then I promptly died because I was also playing Legend of Zelda, the new one. And I was in like the Underdark area. I just promptly died. It is fine. I hadn't saved in God knows how long.
Oh, no. It's the worst.
I'm fine. It's fine.
Everything is fine. I literally wore my shirt that said, this is fine, with the dog in the fire yesterday.
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, it's true.
It's my vibe.
Yes. I feel like it's like everyone's vibe right now, whereas like we're all like look pretty and we're like all like have like our makeup on and we have our books out and we're like, it's fine. It's fine. Everything is fine.
I mean, for those of us who spent the week reading Iron Flame, we're not fine.
You know what? You look pretty fine though. I mean, with like what Iron Flame did to you.
I almost cried in an airport.
Wow, that is like,
it'll get you. This series will get you.
Oh.
Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me here at Y'all Fest and talking about all the books and how we're not fine.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This was absolutely lovely, and I hope we can do it again.
Absolutely.
Yay.
When that next book comes out?
June 25th. Mark your calendars. or your Apple calendar thingies or your notepads, wherever you keep your dates at. Your palm, June 25th, underlined, and then in like 4 months you'll be like, what the hell, what's that for? And you haven't washed your palm in 4 months?
You're nasty.
Nasty.
Thanks again to Ashley for taking time away from her experience at Y'all Fest 2023 to sit down and talk with me about her books and lots of other shenanigans. We got off on a lot of tangents. And it's okay, because she was so much fun. I had a grand old time. I hope she had at least a fraction of as much fun as I did. So if you want to check in on Ashley, see what else she's up to, follow her, keep tabs on what books she's got coming out, there are links in the show notes for you, as well as links to buy these books, her other books, Geekarella. So many good books out there from Ashley Poston, so definitely check those out. If you enjoyed this conversation, don't forget to give the Literary Hype podcast some stars, subscribe, and tell your friends about it, because we are brand new, just getting started, and would love to have more friends along for the ride. Thanks so much for listening to the Literary Hype podcast.